Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie and Hope with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, campaigners to save Victoria Park have revealed that they will take legal action in the federal court if bulldozers are involved in the construction of Brisbane's Olympic Stadium. Geotechnical drilling began last month to determine the best location for the stadium. Campaigners for the park believe construction will involve cutting of the top of the hill in the park to level out the ground to build not only the main stadium, but also an Olympic swimming facility. The project has been given exemption from 15 planning laws, but campaigners say if there is any suggestion of bulldozers being used, they will be able to take action in the federal court due to the federal laws.
A new live music venue has been announced at Southbank this week, with several artists announcing shows for an outdoor series early next year. The cultural forecourt in Southbank, located next to the Brisbane sign behind the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, will host a range of artists during Brisbane's third rainiest month of the year, March, in 2026. Confirmed artists for the series include De La Soul, Bernard Fanning, The Streets, Peach PRC, and Marlon Williams.
In national news, the Victorian government will soon introduce reforms that will see children from the age of 14 receiving adult jail time. The new bill, named Adult Time for Violent Crime, will make maximum and life sentences possible for those children who commit certain crimes. Currently, the maximum sentence in the children's court is 3 years for any offence. Aggravated home invasions and carjacking are amongst the crimes that will be subjected to these new reforms. The bill will be brought to Parliament this year, and in 2026, the harsher sentences will be introduced.
This morning, a Qantas flight has been forced to make an emergency landing at Adelaide Airport after crew noticed smoke in the cabin. The flight contained three South Australian politicians who were on board flight QF1972 to Canberra for the climate talks. A Qantas spokesperson said, quote, "The aircraft landed safely this morning and our engineers will be checking the aircraft today," end quote. All passengers have boarded a new flight that departed at 8:30 a.m.
In international news, several Roman-era marble statues have been stolen from the Syria's National Museum on Sunday night, local time. The statues were discovered to be missing early Monday when a door of the classical department was found broken. Some of the statues were also broken. The National Museum of Damascus, which has metal gates and surveillance cameras, has been temporarily closed since the heist on Sunday. Officials have not given an exact number as to how many have been taken, as the government is yet to make a statement.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 25 degrees, which is the expected maximum. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.